Each month on WBFO, Jim Fink of Business First shares insight into issues surrounding the growing number of development projects in Buffalo and around Western New York. In this week's Press Pass, Jim Fink provides an update on Queen City Landing, the high-rise complex proposed for the Outer Harbor. But first, he takes a look at the future of the now-vacant Dillon Courthouse on Niagara Square.
The General Services Administration, they had to first offer it to any other federal agency. No federal agencies wanted the courthouse. The city of Buffalo, however, does. They filed an application with the Department of Justice back in mid-April, seeking to create a public sector or public safety campus, i.e., they want to move the police and fire headquarters both into that building, which makes perfect sense. It's right in the shadow of City Hall. Both the fire and police headquarters are both well past their prime, and it makes perfect sense. And it brings the building back to life. It's more critical mass, or shifting critical mass, in downtown Buffalo, and it erases one question mark. Interestingly, it also opens another opportunity, at least in terms of the police headquarters.
Okay.
On Franklin Street.
Because you're saying the police headquarters would move from where it is right now.
On Franklin Street.
To the Dillon Courthouse.
And the police and the fire headquarters would do the same, although that building, Buffalo has other uses in it besides the fire department, so that building will remain a Buffalo building for various assorted purposes. But the police headquarters, this is an interesting domino effect in a good way. If the police move into the Dillon building, then it creates an opportunity for Buffalo to sell the current police headquarters on Franklin Street.
Okay.
And we could see an adaptive reuse like we've seen in so many buildings, you know, apartments, maybe a restaurant or something on the first floor. It certainly opens a lot of opportunities. And it's interesting. It's another sign of how Buffalo's downtown especially continues to reinvent itself and has its own resurgence going on, as we've documented almost on a monthly basis.
Looking out to the waterfront, one lingering development question on the waterfront is Queen City Landing. What is going to happen with that particular potential project?
I think people are taken aback by the size of it, 23 stories. And I think that's become its own lightning rod. But strip that away, we're talking about a private sector person willing to invest $60 million. This is the stuff we've dreamed about. Yes, 23 stories can be jarring, but there's a market for it. He's only talking 197 apartments, one and two bedrooms. Those will get filled. You know, there's going to be a couple of restaurants and nightclubs. It's going to be it will be a beacon on the waterfront. Now, I know there's issues, but Jerry Buchheit has, every question that has been asked, they've answered. At the end of the day, I think the project will get approved, and I think it will be a significant landmark on the waterfront. And I think it will also trigger other private sector developments, be it at the terminals A and B right next door or elsewhere on the waterfront.
Just to clarify about the project, of course, and we're talking at the former Freezer Queen location in the Outer Harbor.
On Furman Boulevard.
Will it in any way, though, do you see it restricting public access and use of that particular area? Again, we're not talking about the land itself, but whether by fact or by inference or by location, will it in any way restrict the public's ability to utilize the waterfront, which is, of course, is something that has been a very exciting development here in Western New York in recent years?
No. In fact, if you look at the plans, the Furman Boulevard frontage, Jerry is making sure that the bike path and walking path will continue along there. The actual waterfront will also be more, there may be eventually be some slips or something, another development or something there. But to the water's edge, the public will still have access.
All right.
As far as I'm told.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, thanks very much.
Thank you.